Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Bite-Sized, a bite-sized look at all of the Liverpool news doing the rounds on today, Thursday, the 20th of April, with me, Paul Machin. We've got a real mixed bag of things to get through today. Some transfer stuff, some tactical stuff, and a really nice story surrounding a Liverpool youth striker as well. Let's dive into it with the one that I guess is one of the headline stories today, really. Roberto Firmino being linked with a move to the MLS. This coming via the Daily Mirror. And Joseph McBride, who is the American sports writer, which kind of makes sense, which I didn't know at the original time of reading this, but some of the side detail on this speaks very much to someone who's got some more boots on the ground almost in the approaching club. So anyway, yeah, Roberto Firmino approached by MLS side as Liverpool star prepares for transfer. St. Louis City SC have stepped up their interest in Roberto Firmino with a formal approach for the Liverpool star, who's leaving the club at the end of the season. Firmino announced earlier this season he would leave Liverpool at the end of his current contract, which expires on June 30th. The Brazilian has continued to prove his ability since making his decision, and an influx of offers from around Europe and the rest of the world are expected. But according to MLS insider Tom Bogut, following initial interest, St. Louis have now officially approached Firmino regarding a summer switch. Inter Milan have also been in contact with the 31-year-old, but St. Louis have a potential advance in the transfer race due to their sporting director. The sporting director at St. Louis City is Lutz Fahnenstiel. That's nowhere near as hard as I made it out to be. Fahnenstiel. Yes, Lutz Fahnenstiel. Christ. A former director at Bundesliga side Hoffenheim. Firmino joined Liverpool from Hoffenheim in 2015, and Fahnenstiel was working there at the time. Interesting side note before I continue with this story, we currently have two of our production team over in Hoffenheim recording interviews and cutaways, etc., and some really amazing stuff for our Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary, which is going to be getting released on redmenplus.com this summer. Keep your eyes peeled on our socials from behind the scenes stuff on that, and more news as and when it drops in the coming weeks. We're very, very excited around this. Anyone who watched our Jordan Henderson documentary will know the levels that we can reach with this kind of documentary content, and this one promises to be even better. So yeah, anyway, just a nice little aside there. Anyway, it goes on to say MLS is the fastest growing soccer league in the world and has become an increasingly popular destination. Good on them. The newest franchise in MLS have been in record form, winning six of their first eight games since being founded. They sit on a league best 18 points in the early weeks of the season, scoring more goals, 20, than any other side during that time. Which is an interesting start and certainly something I didn't know. St. Louis will be hoping with their sporting director they can secure the deal, linking up with Firmino for the first time in 8 years. But the Brazilian has also been heavily linked with a move to Serie A, with Inter also showing major interest in the soon-to-be free agent. But in St. Louis, it would give Firmino the chance to become the face of the franchise and write his name into the early history books of the side. He'd also join an elite list of players to make the switch to MLS, following in the footsteps of former Liverpool stars Steven Gerrard, Robbie Keane, and Jadon Shaqiri, which is, I think, fair to say, a mixed bag of former Liverpool players, if we're being perfectly honest. They say Firmino has turned to mull over a decision, and joining MLS would mean that his summer break would be scrapped due to the difference in season dates. Firmino was free to sign for a new team on July 1st, ending his incredible tenure at Liverpool. Really interesting stuff. There's also been some rumours around Real Madrid, but we know a bit more about that. When we know a bit more about that, we'll obviously cover that in greater depth and detail. But the Inter Milan link's very, very interesting indeed. They've made something of a transfer policy over the last 5 years of snapping up players from the Premier League. You know, we've seen particularly the likes of Alexis Sanchez heading there, and obviously Romelu Lukaku as well. It's starting to be a little bit of a well-trodden path, but just a Serie A in general for players who haven't quite maybe fulfilled their potential in the Premier League, or maybe had their best years in the Premier League is probably a better way to say it, and looking perhaps to still have a decent spell in a top league without maybe the physical demands, which is one thing that gets overlooked about a move to the MLS, is the physical demands. The league quality is not as good, and it's obviously far paling in comparison to certainly the Premier League, Serie A, La Liga, Bundesliga, etc. But the physical demands of playing in the conditions that they have to play in, on the pitches they have to play in, and the amount of travel involved is something that does take its toll on a footballer. It's not quite the retirement league, although we have seen a number of attackers go there and have great heydays. Zlatan Ibrahimovic even continues his career in Europe after being in MLS, and Robbie Keane, the aforementioned. Anyway, we'll move things on because that is a lot of time on a very, very spurious transfer rumour.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nice little story before we get into some more of them, though. This from thisisanfield.com, written by Adam Beattie. Saying Academy forward Leighton Stewart has thanked two of Liverpool's senior players for their support as he recovered from a horrific knee injury. The 20-year-old has been impressive goal scoring for the under-21s this season, netting 18 times in 20 appearances to bounce back from his setback in style. He returned to full fitness last April after spending 13 months on the sidelines with an injury he sustained in a Premier League 2 fixture against West Ham at Kirby. Speaking in an interview with Goal, Stewart singled out Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Joe Gomez as the players who were a big help during the recovery process. Ox was a big help, he had the same injury, and when he found out what I'd done, he came over and was always talking to me, making sure I was all right and making sure I was doing my work, explained the striker. Gomez was the same, really good. I'll never forget that because it meant a lot to a young player. Really interesting to see that. And it's quite actually funny that he also says, they say the leading scorer of the under-21s also struck up a relationship with the departing Roberto Firmino, a player who has been a significant source of inspiration for Stewart. The Academy prospect continued, I speak to Bobby a lot, actually. I absolutely love him. He messaged me on Instagram after a game saying, well done, and things like that, which means a lot to a young player. I wonder whether that's like, I have this often with about my sister as a younger generation than I, when she says, I've been talking to someone, and what she means is someone sent her a WhatsApp and she replied to that WhatsApp. It's not talking. I'd be interested in whether he does actually physically face-to-face talk to Roberto Firmino, or is that him just, is that the sum total of their interactions? I suspect it is probably a bit more than just that, but yeah, really, it's just, anyway, a random musing from me and more of an insight into some of the random boring shit I talk about in my normal life. Anyway, we move on. Mason Mount, increasingly likely to join Liverpool in the summer transfer window. This again by This Is Anfield. Joanna Durkin, but reporting from The Guardian. So The Guardian's Jacob Steinberg, who was one of the first to report on Liverpool's interest back in November, states that Mount looks, and this is a quotation, increasingly likely to join Liverpool. They go on to say This Is Anfield, with Chelsea needing to offload players to balance out their spending this summer, they know homegrown players will recoup a healthy transfer fee. The price tag is going to be 70 million, but Liverpool will no doubt be eager to use Chelsea's position against them, plus the midfielders' contract situation, to move the price down. There's also some talk of Chelsea players potentially having to take pay cuts with a lack of qualification or lack of Champions League football, which may well play a decisive role in one form or another. But the Guardian have written quite extensively about the panic setting in at Chelsea with Todd Bowley and co trying to work out how to repair the damage they've caused. This directly from the Guardian during the last year. And he says the biggest mistake Chelsea's beleaguered owners could make would be to kid themselves that a season of astonishing success and astonishing excess and underachievement is not their fault. Really interesting. The Chelsea stuff, I think, is fascinating. It's going to be one of the potentially great documentaries in world football in probably about 10 to 15 years time, the fall of Chelsea Football Club, potentially anyway. Okay, let's move things back more directly towards Liverpool. The Echo, Stephen Killen, wrote in the live blog today on the Liverpool Echo website, Fabinho faces a 2-game suspension looming over his head with the upcoming game against Nottingham Forest. So, if he was to receive a yellow card against Forest, that would be the 10th of his season, which would in turn trigger a 2-game ban. Now, Premier League rules stipulate that players who accumulate 10 yellow cards in league matches up to and including their team's 32nd fixture will serve a 2-match ban in the competition, which obviously puts him in a slightly precarious position indeed, which means that Liverpool will have 8 games left to go. I believe that suggests that 31st game will be Forest and the 32nd game will be West Ham. So he'll need to avoid a yellow card in both of those games or run the risk of being suspended for the two that follow. And that could be one of those things that has a huge decisive factor in what's still to come in Liverpool's season. Now, we have seen in the past Jürgen Klopp actually withdraw Fabinho from matches when this has been a thing. I think back to the title-winning season. Was it the title-winning season? Against Aston Villa, away from home, when Adam Lallana started in the six, because Liverpool had an upcoming game against Manchester City, which he didn't want to run the risk of him being suspended for. Liverpool obviously beat Aston Villa with a very late Robbo, Sadio Mane flurry. I think we had a Champions League game in between that we also won, and then went on to beat Manchester City and then really lay down a marker for the league. Obviously, vastly differing circumstances this time around, but does make you think with Thiago back, we did see him in the more deep-lying role when he came off the bench against Leeds United. Would that be a consideration or a point of contention when it comes to picking his team, potentially, and maybe even more so for the West Ham game to follow, which will be, you would suspect, a little bit more of a blood and thunder encounter. But of course, that remains to be seen. A little bit of transfer news, sort of. Alexis McAllister, Brighton midfielder, World Cup winner, heavily linked with a move to Liverpool in recent weeks. Liverpool have moved to bookies' favourites to land the player in the summer transfer window. He's now 6-1, making them favourites ahead of Manchester United 5-1 and Chelsea and City both on 12-1. Yeah, nothing much in that other than a general thing to note there, that you know, a lot of these things are based upon how vociferous rumours are, of course, but, you know, no one is being more heavily linked with him than Liverpool at this point, so it makes sense that the bookmakers would move to a cautionary position to kind of lower the odds on that. But yeah, certainly one to keep an eye on. One final thing to wrap up, I thought was really interesting. I picked this up via the Liverpool Echo, but Thomas Frank, Brentford manager, obviously very highly regarded for his work done at the football club, has been speaking to Premier League Productions about Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he says, I was sitting here thinking maybe play him as a right back, but when they're in possession, play him as a six or an eight. Play him there, right back, against a team they know they will control and dominate, but against the better teams, play him in midfield. I think the future for Trent could be in midfield. I understand how they want to play and all of that. He's doing a lot of things. Frank added, there are a lot of so-called experts, not me, that say Trent should defend better. It's also a little bit down to the way Liverpool play, which if they are top, then they are, for me, unplayable. One of the best teams in the world, as they have consistently shown. But he is there so advanced. There are so big gaps that they have to defend. Jürgen said in the Leeds match, there wasn't one situation where Robertson and Trent were one versus one. There was always doubling up, always someone down to help. I think that is key as well. That's really interesting because obviously Thomas Frank is seen as quite a progressive football manager, and we're seeing more and more of this, you know, well, now that's now Arsenal, City and Liverpool moving to a more box midfield with one of the back line kind of effectively playing as a midfielder when the team are in possession. But it does pose an interesting question, and one that I've kind of been mulling over in my head as well. When you look at the players Liverpool are linked with, Liverpool haven't done it enough to truly have a picture. Jürgen Klopp hinted in his post-match interview with Sky Sports that, you know, this will be the kind of formation moving forward it suits Liverpool, but also will it be one that is a one size fits all, as they've kind of seen with the 4-3-3 in previous years, or as Thomas Frank suggests there, will there be circumstances where Liverpool will have to play an actual right back? And, you know, I suppose this is the thing that Arsenal have kind of had, if Zinchenko's not available. And I don't know enough about this, and maybe listeners might have a clearer picture. But if you've got a player who does that and then they're not available to you, you need to either find other players who can do it, or you need to adapt slightly to what you do. And you could potentially see a world where certainly Joe Gomez would be in the running for that right back slot at the moment. But obviously Calvin Ramsey is certainly one who has been bought with that in mind. He doesn't look like a natural fit from the very little we've seen of him to be an understudy to Trent in this new role. But could we find a situation where, yes, there are games where you do need a little bit more solidity, so you do want someone permanently stationed at the right back area, but actually you don't want that to be Trent anymore. The next evolution would be to keep him in the six, or maybe in a more withdrawn playmaker role in either eight, kind of how Thiago does on the other side. It's a very, very interesting question, and I guess one that we'll maybe get a little inkling of between now and the end of the season. Will Liverpool try and go horses for courses, or will they just stick out with what they're doing to try and get this to be as good as they can and then work on something more in pre-season? It remains to be seen. What else remains to be seen, as I segue seamlessly into telling you about the incredible content we've got for you guys in terms of podcast and video as well. Journo Insights recorded on Wednesday this week. Neil Jones chatting Ryan Gravenberch with Steve Hoare in the studio, giving the insight, the latest lowdown on Liverpool's potential move and interest in the 20-year-old Bayern Munich midfielder, who's been very much surplus to requirements in Bavaria this season. Really, really good show. You can go and check that out. The Bias Football Podcast this week is me, Chris, Steve Hoare, and Steve Plunkett. Delving into Arsenal and are they crumbling in their attempts to lift the Premier League title. Chris has just recorded a deep dive, and tonight we have got Thursday Night Pint with former Liverpool forward Adam Morgan on the show. It is live on YouTube at 7 p.m. We'll also be doing Red Men Uncensored. He will be alongside Neil Jones. If you want to see Neil Jones in a more casual role than his role as the Journo Insight provider, then come and join me for Thursday Night Pint. If you want any of our Red Men Plus shows as podcast or video, I've got a code for for you. Use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, on the Club Captain payment screen. Pick a Club Captain monthly subscription, which is normally £5 a month, for full access to all of our content. With the code BITESIZE, we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So yes, instead of £5 a month, it's just £2.50 a month, which is obscene value, really. And yet you can get podcasts into your podcast player, you can get them on the go. And of course, as mentioned, we've also got the Roberto Firmino documentary coming up. And if my timings are correct on this, there's a very real chance you will actually get the Roberto Firmino documentary at that cut price if you pick the code now. Now, we are changing these codes at the end of this month, so this will be your last opportunity to grab yourself a 3 month discounted subscription. So I highly recommend that you grab that now. Get those podcasts and videos and podcasts and every other brilliant thing that we do in your life, because the Reds are turning the corner. I'm telling you, they're turning the corner. They're putting the afterburners on for top 4/Europa League, and we're going to be there to cover it alongside you. Anyway, that's it from me for Bite Size. I've been Paul Machin. You have a wonderful afternoon, evening, morning or night, and I'll see you all very soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.